talking here with Coach Kaye from Georgia Tech Volleyball. This was just Kennesaw State matchup. You dropped that match 3-1.
Yeah.
First two sets kind of split 1-1, and they had some better play in sets 3 and 4. Just what do you think the team just kind of lacked in that performance and you want to work better at?
I mean, we definitely didn't execute well with our serve receive and just offensively, but I mean, I think Kennesaw played a great match against us. They were digging everything. They just, you know, they stopped our hitters and they needed to stop them, and so hats off to them. I mean, they played a great match. They did what they needed to do, and I think it's a lesson for our team that, you know, it's anybody's day when you really want to play hard and go after it. So I think that they did that, and I think we need to learn that from them and really, you know, take that lesson forward moving into conference that, you know, we can beat any team in our conference if we're at our best and if we play hard. So just kind of having that mentality day in and day out when you step on the court and creating that identity. So I think that it was a good match for us to learn from. You know, we did some good things, but we definitely didn't do enough good things to win. So I think we just need to be a little more consistent with the things that we know makes us win matches.
We covered Kennesaw State as well, and that's the largest crowd they've ever had. They had the band there, which is very rare.
Right.
It was kind of similar setup to here, in a way. Do you feel, and I talked to Rebecca Martin about this, it felt like Georgia Tech was the target, and because they've talked about that matchup for a really long time and having your team come there. Do you think in a way that's a good thing that you had that type of intense matchup before you get to ACC play, so the players are used to those type of atmospheres?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think that in any competition, you know, every time that you go out there, you're always a target, but you always have to be kind of the hunter as well, you know. And I think that we just didn't go with the mentality that we needed to go into that match, and they did, and they executed, and we didn't. So it's that's simple, but I think that it's a lesson that we learned that, you know, it's anybody's day at this level. I mean, in the ACC, there is not going to be an easy match. You know, it's every place that we'll go, it's going to require our best to us to even stay in the competition and give ourselves a chance to win. So it's with that kind of pressure that we need to practice every day so that we can be successful.
Putting an end to non-conference part of the schedule, do you think the team made those progressions that you wanted them to make at this part of the season?
Yeah, for sure. I think that I think the main thing from preseason is that we did learn a lot about ourselves as a team, and I think about how well we can play, and what is the way that we want to play and the culture that we want to develop. As far as the volleyball team, when we play, we want to have fun, we want to go after it, we understand the game, we understand the moment, and we're making smart plays with that. So, I mean, it's a matter of staying consistent when adversity comes or when some of those things are not working. How do we get out of those situations? And so it'll be interesting to see, you know, as we'll work on this week, and we're just kind of trying to figure that out as a team and how do we do that better. But I thought that we played really good volleyball, and you know, we had some good wins, and we had some people step up and do the things that we needed to do. So now it's a time that we're gonna have to put it all together every weekend. So it's a bigger challenge.
Do you try different things non-conference wise that you wouldn't necessarily try in the conference, as far as lineups or putting players in different situations, that if you're at a Clemson or you're hosting a North Carolina or any other ACC team,
right,
that you wouldn't necessarily go that direction?
You know, I think that we train different things in practice so a lot of times you can't really control the situation, or, you know, there's a lot of times where we scout a team and some of the things that worked for them 2 weeks ago, it's not the same that's working for them against you. And so you have to stop something else that you prepared yourself to stop. So we need to be able to adjust and put people in different places and be able to do those things. And I think that the easier we do that, or the more efficiently we do that and we adjust, whether it's people in different positions or different lineups, then we're going to be more successful. You know, so if you want to be successful at this level, you have to have 12 to 15 players in your bench that can step up and, you know, do something to help you. So
do you try to hold things back a little bit also, as far as not showing a certain look that you know, maybe that you want to use for a certain, do you look that far ahead as far as in your ACC slate and say, we know this team is a little bit weaker, maybe handling this type of situation? So do you hold that back now until you get to that matchup?
Not really. I think that we do whatever it's going to take to win.
Sure.
And if we can get away with winning and doing less, then of course we want to do that. But I think that we need to be prepared to use everything that we have worked on in practice and exhausted every situation in a match, whether it's a lineup or defensive position or blocking scheme or whatever. We need to be able to have a different variety of those things that we want to do. And, you know, if it gets to a point where we're trying 1, 2, 3 things until we figure it out, how do we beat or how do we stop a certain play, then that's what we're doing. If we can figure that out the first time, then we won't be doing much. But, you know, it depends on the situation.
All right, lastly, we'll go to a specific matchup. You have Clemson on the road on Friday and Boston College on Sunday at home here in Atlanta. Not much traveling, so that's a good thing, but it's also your first conference matchups. What challenges those two teams present, and how does the team look preparing, you know, going into these contests?
I think our teams are very similar to us. You know, I think that we're kind of all in that bubble in the middle of the conference that you know, we can either go to the top half or the bottom half, and I think that those matches are crucial for both of those teams, you know, for our teams and for their teams. And so we definitely, not only being our first conference weekend, but being two teams that I think we're very comparable to, you know, it puts a lot of pressure into that because we really have to execute and try to come out with a win.
Yeah, and talking to some of the players, Clemson is always a tough matchup.
Yes.
It's on the road.
Yeah.
And the team had some struggles on the road conference-wise last year. Just how big would it be to start the conference season, not only with a win, but a road win against a team like Clemson?
I think it would be huge. I mean, I think it would be carryover momentum, especially, you know, we've lost 2 in a row now. And so we got another tough situation coming up at Clemson. And if Kennesaw was a hostile environment, Clemson's going to be even more as their first ACC match, you know, and they're always, it's a Friday night match, so you always expect those matches to be a little more crowded. There are students that are going to be there, so I mean, we're definitely not going to face an easy environment, but I think that we faced there this season, and I think that hopefully we learn from the things that we did, and, you know, playing in Nebraska with 8,000 people, and then playing at Kennesaw with a very loud environment. You know, hopefully those things would transfer over to Clemson, and some of the mistakes that we've made at those places, we're able to learn from it and execute better when we get back in those situations again.